This is America. This used to be America.
It ain't no more.
The Jimmy Z Show.
Hello, everybody. Jimmy Z here. And another fabulous, wonderful, amazing, fun Jimmy Z Show. I'm putting on my glasses right now so I can read what I'm talking about. We've got a lot to talk about, of course, and so I think we should dig right in. It's the Jimmy Z Show Rapid Fire News and Commentary. Oh, yeah. You know, there's still a lot of people who are passing around this story about the police who threw a stun grenade or a flash grenade. I can't remember the exact term, but we talked about it weeks ago on my show. But the police stormed this house, and they suspected that there might be weapons there. They knew that drugs were being sold there. And so when the SWAT team went in, it was a no-knock situation. And I've seen a lot of people on Facebook who think that there's no possible situation that calls for a no-knock entry on the part of the police. Well, when you've got somebody in the house and you think that there are weapons, you don't want to knock on the door and give them a chance to get their weapons. You bust in the house and surprise everyone, and in many cases they throw a stun grenade. And it's a flash grenade, and it catches them off guard and shocks everybody, and the police take control of the situation right away. Well, the police broke in, and they threw the stun grenade, and it landed in a baby's playpen. And the baby was there and injured quite severely. And we talked about it again. This is the 28th of June, and I talked about it on June 3rd. And I'm not going to go back to my show where I talked about it and play it, but I am going to put the link in. If you want to hear what I said then, you can. You click the link and it's somewhere in the last 10 minutes of side one. But the point is that this whole situation would not have happened if these scumbags were not selling drugs out of their house. They're dealing drugs. The people, the adults in the house, put that baby in danger. All right, because who knows what kind of people are buying drugs? There could have been gangbangers breaking in, trying to steal the drugs. Who knows what would happen? So, the police are not to blame here, people. They're not. I see too many conservatives jumping in on the anti-police bandwagon because they believe that Barack Obama is behind all of it. Look, the criminals are crazy these days, and the police and the SWAT teams risk life and limb every time they go after people like this who are selling drugs out of their house. And if these idiots have a baby in the house, while they're selling drugs, they're putting the baby in danger. The police are not to blame. The adults in the house are to blame. This is, you know, it couldn't be more clear to me. And what bothers me is that so many people are thinking, oh, the police have gone too far. No, the police are doing their job. It's the adults in that house who are selling drugs who went too far. And it's amazing to me that more people are not lashing out at the idiots, the scumbags, the losers who are in that house selling drugs. Wow. I'll tell you. People need to think about going after the police, about taking an anti-police position. Because the police, even though we know that not all police are honorable, and there are some bad cops out there, but the police are the last line of defense between you and I, the good people, and the absolute filth and the scumbags and the gangbangers and everybody else. So these people, the family, they're blaming the police, and it's not the police. It's the people selling the drugs. It's the adults putting the baby in danger. That is the bottom line on that story. Okay, we all know that John Boehner has said that he's going to sue President Obama for the executive orders and overstepping his authority. Obama does not have... Obama would say, "You will respect my authority."
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, that's Barack Obama. Well, John Boehner has said that he is going to go after Obama. He's going to sue him for overstepping presidential authority with all these executive orders, and it's about time. And by the way, while we're at it, I'm going to go ahead and look up the contact information for John Boehner's office. I want you to contact John Boehner and tell him that we support you in doing this, because every time somebody does something wrong in Congress, we speak out, but we don't speak out when somebody does something right. And I think that John Boehner needs to be encouraged to do the right thing here. And it's amazing to me how many people are completely unwilling to call the Speaker's office, the Speaker of the House, and just say, "Hey, we're behind you. That's exactly what you need to do." But it seems sometimes that people would prefer to keep complaining about what Boehner is doing instead of supporting him when he starts talking about doing something right. So if you're one of the people like me who complains about John Boehner not being a very strong leader and not being a very good Speaker of the House, now is the time to call the Speaker's office and say, "Hey, John Boehner, this is Jimmy Z in California, and I'm behind you all the way." So anyway, President Barack Obama is taking a lot of criticism lately, as you might expect, because, the list is long. All of the things that are going on in this country right now are the result of the things that are going wrong right now are the result of Barack Obama and his policies, including the economy contraction over the first quarter in 2014 of, 2.8 or 2.9% reduction in the size of the economy? A contraction? That's all Obama. Everything Obama is doing is affecting the country negatively. All the stuff that's happening in our country that is bad or disappointing or not productive or hurting the American people, it's all because of the policies of Barack Hussein Obama. This is why I say Obama sucks. He really does. I've got a song that proves it. Obama does suck. And so I've got some audio here for you. Barack Obama was kind of complaining and whining about all of the criticism that he's getting from Republicans and other people who realize that Barack Obama is bad for America.
I want you to think about this. So far this year, Republicans in Congress have blocked or voted down every single serious idea to strengthen the middle class. Now, you may think I'm exaggerating. Let me go through the list. They've said no to raising the minimum wage. They've said no to fair pay. Some of them have denied that there's even a problem, that despite the fact that women are getting paid 77 cents for every dollar a man's getting paid. They've said no to extending unemployment insurance for more than 3 million Americans who are out there looking every single day for a new job.
Okay, look, before the president carries on further, I've got a comment here, because what he's saying, these policies are not good for an economy. These policies drag down an economy. These policies cause people to lose jobs. I've got an article here at USA Today. According to a congressional budget report, A hike in the minimum wage could cost as many as 500,000 jobs. But all of these policies have a negative effect on the economy, because every time the federal government gets involved, it has a negative effect on the economy. There are no federal government policies that make the economy better, ever. Raising the minimum wage would always have a negative effect. Fair pay would always have a negative effect. Because you cannot force companies to pay people certain wages when the economy does not support it. And then extending unemployment benefits, how does that make things better? How does that make the economy stronger? It makes it weaker. Obama is completely off his nut.
They don't do anything except block me. And call me names. And it can't be that much fun. It'd be so much more fun if they said, you know what, let's do something together. If they were more interested in growing the economy for you and the issues that you're talking about instead of trying to mess with me.
Have you ever heard a president of the United States sound so weak? That's an amazing piece of tape right there. I wish those people would stop messing with me. So I could do all the things that make the economy worse and worse? Of course the Republicans should be messing with Obama. These policies that he listed would not make the economy better. They would damage the economy more. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh at some point last week, And he said that we would be so much better off if Obama took office back in January 2009, and did nothing for 6 years. The United States economy would be better off. And he's right. This guy Obama has done nothing good for the economy, and all he does is blame Republicans for stopping certain items on his agenda that would make the economy even worse.
Then we'd be doing a lot better. Now more than ever. With the 4th of July next week, Team USA moving on down in Brazil. You know, we should try to rally around some economic patriotism that says we rise or fall as one nation and one people.
Okay. Economic patriotism? I'll tell you what, get your filthy hands off of our economy, you damn filthy Obama. Okay, I want to play just a little bit here of the Obama Weekly Radio Address, because he touches on a couple of similar topics here and adds some. And I want you to think about his suggestions here. Is there anything that he's proposing that would make the economy better, that would make the U.S. economy stronger? That's my question. Here's Barack Hussein Obama, and listen how he starts off with a story about a family he talked to. And this family is trying to do the right thing for themselves, and they just can't get ahead because the insinuation here is that the Republicans have stopped them.
Hi, everybody. This week, I spent a couple of days in Minneapolis talking with people about their lives, their concerns, their successes, and their hopes for the future. I went because of a letter I received from a working mother named Rebecca, who shared with me the hardships her young family had faced since the financial crisis. She and her husband, Ben, were just newlyweds expecting their first child, Jack, when the housing crash dried up his contracting business. He took what jobs he could, and Rebecca took out student loans and retrained for a new career. They sacrificed for their kids and for each other. And 5 years later, they paid off their debt, bought their first home, and had their second son, Henry. In her letter to me, she wrote, "We are a strong, tight-knit family who has made it through some very, very hard times." And in many ways, that's America's story these past 5 years. We're a strong, tight-knit family that's made it through some very tough times. Today, over the past 51 months, our businesses have created 9.4 million new jobs. By measure after measure, our economy is doing better than it was 5 years ago. But as Rebecca also wrote in her letter, there's still too many middle-class families like hers who do everything right, who work hard and who sacrifice, but can't seem to get ahead. It feels like the odds are stacked against them. And with just a small change in our priorities, we could fix that. The problem is, Republicans in Congress keep blocking or voting down almost every serious idea to strengthen the middle class. This year alone, they've said no to raising the minimum wage, no to fair pay, no to student loan reform, no to extending unemployment insurance. And rather than invest in education that helps working families get ahead, they actually voted to give another massive tax cut to the wealthiest Americans.
He is actually saying that we should be investing more money in education. Investing tax money in education, meaning spending more tax money, which means not cutting back on spending. It's the size of the federal government and the amount of money that it is spending is one of the reasons why the economy sucks. And I can't believe in there that he's talking about how improved the economy is. 100 million people are not working. And that's 100 million able-bodied Americans that are not working here in our country. There is one thing he said here that represents well what's been happening in America during his presidency. Listen again. This is really something. And I had to hear this three times before I finally caught it. This is Obama representing well what's been happening in America during his presidency.
We are a strong, tight-knit family who has made it through some very, very hard times. And in many ways, that's America's story these past 5 years.
No kidding. And the tough times are here to stay. Because I've got the article right here. And I'm not happy about it. Here, I'm sorry, I clicked on the wrong thing. This is an article at USA Today again. The economy in the first quarter shrank 2.9%, the worst drop since 2009. And I'm telling you, this is Obama's economy. It's not George W. Bush's anymore. The U.S. economy turned in its worst quarter in 5 years during the first 3 months of 2014, shrinking more sharply than previously estimated. The nation's gross domestic product in the first quarter fell at a 2.9% annual rate versus the 1% contraction previously estimated, the Commerce Department said on Wednesday. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg expected a 1.8% drop in the output from the fourth quarter. The decline was the sharpest since growth tumbled 5.4% in the first quarter of 2009 during the Great Recession. Here's a little bit of Rush Limbaugh talking about this. And you can, if you want to hear the whole thing, I've got the link in the show notes.
I mean, yesterday, the White House, the Obama does this family, women's issues summit. I mean, we're into his sixth year, and the guy, all he does is stand up every day and complain about things happening in the country as though he's not got any power to do anything about any of it. It's striking. Does a summit at the White House on jobs, complains about the situation with jobs. Does a summit at the White House on the economy, complains about the economy. Summit on the White House about family issues or whatever the hell that thing was yesterday, it stands up and complains about it as though he's got nothing to do with it. No power to do anything about it. As though his policies have had no impact on it. As though there haven't been any policies at everything that's happening. At the border, the VA, the IRS, Benghazi, whatever, you name it, everything happening in this country is the result of Obama policy. And that's why I say I don't think managing the decline is the proper way to express it now. I think that he's greasing the skids.
Okay, that wasn't, that applies, I guess, but that wasn't the clip I was really looking for. This is Rush Limbaugh also talking about this economy that contracted 3%.
If Elizabeth Warren ran against Hillary Clinton from the left in the Democratic Party, she would say exactly that. It could hurt her. But in a general election with a Republican candidate who's not likely to be able to argue that their policies are better for the poor than Hillary Clinton's, I don't think it's as much of a liability.
And you see, there, right there is the sum total of the problem. We are living Democrat policies to the max. The economy contracted 3%. People are out of work. 100 million people aren't working. We are living under Democrat policies and the country is going to hell. We are living 6 years under Democrat policies. People have lost their health care, have lost their jobs. They've lost their ambition. They have lost faith in the country. They've lost faith in themselves. Young people are hopeless. They're not optimistic. They're not ambitious. The southern border is wide open. We are entertaining an inflow of a further group of people that's uneducated and poor. We are putting pressure on middle-class people in the job market unlike it's ever seen before. All of this is Democrat policy. And yet, what do we get from Beinart? Mitt Romney's policies would hurt the poor. Mitt Romney hangs around with rich people. Who the hell are Clinton's hanging around with? Who the hell's Obama hanging around with? Where do they vacation? Martha's Vineyard? Who the hell lives there? Cape Cod? Who lives there? Where are these people? They're not hanging around average people. They are the rich, and they're hanging around the rich, and they want to be even richer.
Okay, that's still not exactly what I was looking for, but it'll have to do. We're moving on. But the fact is that everything that is happening in this country, the contraction, 2.9% contraction of the economy in the first quarter of 2014, the 100 million Americans that are not working, this is all the result of Barack Obama's economic policies. And the ideas that he has about raising the minimum wage and all the rest of that crap would only make it worse. It would not improve the economy. Nothing that he has in mind would improve the economy. All right, next up, I'm going to bounce over to the IRS emails story. Because I believe that, and this is my belief based on logic, but I believe the reason why all of these emails are being hidden and possibly destroyed is because Barack Obama is in this up to his, how did I put it in the last show? Oh, I didn't say it on the show. I typed it on Facebook. Obama is in this up to his turd brown forehead. Oh boy, that's not the nicest thing I ever said about Obama. But I believe that Obama is in this. Obama is in these emails, and the White House and Obama's office are all tied together with the IRS and this coordinated attack on conservative groups. And that's why they're doing everything they can to keep those emails from seeing the light of day. I also believe those emails exist. I think that the, for them to say that the emails have been destroyed and there's no way we can get the emails again, what they're saying to the American people is that Obama is involved. All right, I think that is clearly that is the conclusion that a lot of people are reaching. They talk about a poll here. I'm going to play some audio with Neil Cavuto and Greta Van Susteren. And he talks about a poll here. 76% of the American people believe that the emails were destroyed on purpose. 76%. That's climbing up really close to 80% of the American people thinking the same thing. That's pretty incredible. So anyway, here's audio. This is Neil Cavuto And Greta Van Susteren making a great point about why Obama, the first thing you're going to hear is Obama saying that, oh, no, this is, I did all these conspiracy theories and these, I forget exactly how he puts it. Hang on a second. It's phony scandals. All these scandals are phony, according to Obama. And Greta Van Susteren makes a great point.
Well, email's missing, and he's still dismissing. Most Americans think it's a cover-up why this president is buckling down.
Sometimes the news that's coming off is just, these are just Washington fights. They're fabricated issues. They're phony scandals that are generated. It's all geared towards the next election.
Oh, wow. That's a relief. So he's back to calling these scandals phony. It might be funny if it were really so. Most Americans don't think it is so, because when IRS emails go missing, a new poll shows a lot of Americans think that something isn't quite adding up and that it's very real. The host of On the Record, Greta Van Susteren, a superb lawyer in her own right, on the legal issues that are cropping up here, because you and I can remember, Greta, it wasn't the Watergate break-in that was the problem for Richard Nixon. It was the cover-up that followed. And missing emails start raising that as a possibility. What do you think?
Well, first of all, there's nothing to connect the president directly to any of this. I mean, what strikes me when the president speaks like he does, talks about phony scandals, I think it's extremely demeaning to those who have been hurt by this, as though he doesn't care, because these are not phony to people who have been hurt. These are real. And talk about being sort of, you know, having a tin ear or being tone deaf in terms of what this means to people. If he's talking about phony scandals and he means the allegation that he's exceeded his power, maybe he ought to talk to the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, they gave him a 9-0 decision. You don't get those. 9-0 for overreaching with the NLRB report appointment or NLRB recess appointments, and two of the on the Supreme Court are his own appointments to the Supreme Court. So I think the president needs to step back, take a breath, and think about what he's saying to the American people. Because if you've been targeted, it certainly is not phoning it. I don't know why he's making fun of it or demeaning them and saying that, you know, he first said they were serious. Now he's making fun of them, saying it's phony.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And Obama is not even thinking about the things that are coming out of his mouth anymore. Obama is just saying stuff. He's becoming more and more, he hasn't really crossed over into hysteria, but he's becoming panicked. That audio we heard earlier, where he was kind of whining, he sounds panicked.
They don't do anything except block me. And call me names. And it can't be that much fun. It'd be so much more fun if they said, you know what, let's do something together. If they were more interested in growing the economy for you and the issues that you're talking about instead of trying to mess with me.
And then we just heard Obama stammering a bit when he talks, when he begins talking about these quote-unquote phony scandals. This is pretty amazing, because he stammers a bit when he's lying. Because when he knows that the words coming out of his mouth, psychologically, he knows that they are lies, and he stammers. Listen.
They're fabricated issues. They're phony scandals that are generated.
Yeah, wow. That's just amazing. Okay, so you got, that's Neil Cavuto and Greta Van Susteren. Now I've got Greta Van Susteren and Michelle Bachmann. And a lot of people forget that Michelle Bachmann is a tax attorney. And again, this clip starts with some clips, some audio sound bites, Obama talking about phony scandals and a complete lack of any corruption.
With this endless parade of distractions and political posturing and phony scandals, Washington's taken its eye off the ball.
You're saying no corruption?
No.
None?
No. There were some boneheaded decisions.
Boneheaded decisions.
Out of a
but
local
no
office.
Mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Obviously. Okay.
Not even a smidgen of corruption. Now, that was President Obama talking about the IRS scandal back in February. And just yesterday, the president brushing aside the problems plaguing his administration again.
Sometimes the news that's coming off is just, these are just Washington fights. They're fabricated issues, they're phony scandals that are generated.
You heard the president, phony scandals, fabricated fights. And joining us, Representative and former IRS lawyer, Michelle Bachmann. Good evening, Congresswoman.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on this evening.
Well, the president said not a smidgen of corruption just a couple months ago, and now he's saying he's repeating again phony scandal. And, of course, we now get the news about targeting Congress or Senator Grassley. Your response to the president?
Well, there's no question this is a scandal. It's a scandal of epic proportions, big enough that it could bring down a presidency. The only thing that's phony are all of the denials that are coming out of the White House, because we learned this week the IRS admitted that they themselves released private, confidential tax return information. And again, as a former tax official, if I would have done that as an employee of the IRS, I would have been referred to the Justice Department, the criminal division. I would have not only lost my job, Greta, I would have been subject to a felony of 5 years hard time in a federal penitentiary. That's what we're talking about. That's how serious this is. The IRS has broken laws, and the American people need a redress of this grievance.
All right, listen to my words carefully and tell me what would have happened. If you, when you were at the IRS as a lawyer, more than once, multiple times, even frequently used, quote, inappropriate criteria to sort out different people who you did audits or held things up for. Inappropriate criteria. Is that a problem?
It's a major problem. The way that it works at the IRS, everything is by the book. There's big manuals that everyone in the IRS has to go by, and you have to follow every jot and tittle of the manuals, and then your supervisor checks your work. So it's virtually impossible to go up or down the food chain with problems going from supervisor to supervisor to supervisor. They get caught. And here's the other thing, Greta. When it comes to confidential tax information, as a federal tax lawyer, I couldn't even share a tax return with anyone in my office, any other lawyer. Only people on the designated chain were allowed to have that information for obvious reasons.
Not even mass corruption, not even a smidgen of corruption.
Obviously. Okay. Not even a smidgen of corruption. Not even a smidgen. You know what? I never started the show officially. So let me do something really quick here. Let me start the show in a professional manner 33 minutes in.
Jimmy Z.
This hour of the Jimmy Z Show is also heard on
the Planet Z Network, 405media.com, Red Talk Radio, Net Talk World, Ghost Fighter Radio, Red State Talk Radio, Pundit Press Radio, Talk Stream Live, KTFL 1620 AM, WMQL FM 105.5, Open Arms Ministry Radio, Automatic, WTSA Internet Radio, Calgary Nation Radio, and TalkSuperStation.com.
Jimmy?
I'm your fearless leader. Don't you trust me?
You've heard of HD Radio, and you've heard of HD TV. This is HDZ.
In other words, you plan on arguing on the internet all night?
Yes.
You are listening to the Jimmy Z Show, Boss Talk Radio, all across America.
Listen to me! Listen to me!
Why should I waste my time listening to
you? Because I have a voice!
Hi, everybody!
You know, one major... Oh, shoot. Once again, I forgot to set my EQ... I forgot... Ah. You know, one of the major things that I should be talking about, but it's... The story is kind of up in the air, is all of this crap about Thad Cochran in the state of Mississippi. And McDaniels, who is McDaniel singular or plural? Yeah, I don't have it in front of me. But the election last Tuesday, the runoff election, was simply abysmal. It was a terrible thing that happened. And Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity talked about it in great detail. And it was great stuff. I simply don't have time in this weekend format to go through everything about what was wrong with it. And basically, Democrats got together with the elite in the GOP, with the moderates in the GOP, the rhinos, and they made sure that Thad Cochran won the election. And there was a lot of shenanigans going on, and there are investigations going on now. And it is possible, I would set the probability at about 40% right now. And I think that probability is going to improve, but there is a possibility that the election would be thrown out and they'd have to do it over again. And of course, you're listening to Jimmy Z, the Big Jimmy Z Show, right here at thejimmyzshow.com. If you want to contact the show for any reason whatsoever, the email address is jz@thejimmyzshow.com. And if you want to call and record your comments for playback on the next day's show, that phone number is 714-905-9591. And I've got a call here, and I should get to it right away before I forget about it.
Give us a phone! Give us a phone! Obama phone! Give us a phone! Give us a phone! Obama phone!
Okay, the caller does not identify himself, which is fine in this case, because I'm going to be in touch with him. And if I don't, I'm going to call you, I don't know when, sometime today or tomorrow. I've got the phone number right here, and I just got to figure out a time, because I've got to finish getting this show produced. And then sometime over the end of the weekend, maybe on Monday, I will call you. But what you're talking about here is very interesting, and I would like to see what you've got. So here's the caller on the Jimmy Z comment line.
Actually, I'd like to send an email, a copy of it's a letter that Alan West sent to Daryl Issa in 2010. Our technology is being stolen, and there was a 3.5-year-long FBI investigation, which was shut down by Eric Holder. And Alan West, congressman, I contacted him, and he sent a letter asking Daryl Issa to investigate why the Department of Justice would shut down a 3.5-year-long FBI investigation. And the FBI came back and said, "Oh, the investigation's still ongoing. It is not ongoing. That is a Department of Justice cover-up. And I would like to send this information to you so that you can see for yourself." The letter from Alan West and the reply from the FBI, which I received copies of, and all of the information, I'd like to email this to you. So I need an email address. because this is another huge cover-up where the Department of Justice is covering up the shutting down of I can give you the number of the FBI, Department of Justice investigation number. It's I was part of the investigation too. So if you could please you know, return my phone call 954-298-1445 and give me an email address, I would really like to send this information so that you can look at it and check it out, and then, you know, put this out to the people, because there's another major cover-up going on that hasn't been reported yet. Thank you.
Okay, first off, I want to thank you very much for calling. Second, I need to change something I'm saying at the beginning of the show, because when someone calls in, it's not the next day's show. It's going to be the next week's show, because I've gone from being a daily program to a weekend program. But in any case, I would like to see what you have. And if you're listening to this show before you get an email from me, or before you get a call from me, the email address is jz@thejimmyzshow.com. It's right there on the website, thejimmyzshow.com. But you simply send email to jz@thejimmyzshow.com and I'll get it. And for those of you who would like to join in and comment on any topic for the show, the phone number is 714-905-9591. I think that's it. I don't say it very often anymore, so I'm not sure. It's a 714-905-9591, and your comments will be played on next week's show. That's how it works on the Jimmy Z comment line.
Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a
All right, that's it. That's the Jimmy Z comment line. Okay, next. What was I talking about? I was talking about the... I've got it here somewhere. Oh, brother. I'm so overloaded with crap that I want to talk about. But, I was talking about this most ridiculous thing that happened in Mississippi with Thad Cochran, the current senator. And I'm telling you, it's amazing that conservatives, and you can call them Tea Party people if you want, but true American patriotic conservatives are the enemy of both Democrats and rhinos, Republicans who are the elite Republican insiders, whatever you want to call them. We are the enemy of both parties in a way. It's pretty incredible. But I want you to hear about this flyer, because when I first read this, it was shocking. I mean, it's not surprising, but it was shocking. There was a flyer that was spread around, and I've got a comment about this that's kind of controversial. I'm saying something that Rush Limbaugh dare not say. I'm going to say something that Sean Hannity and Mark Levin dare not say. This is at thenationalreview.com. It's generally agreed that Thad Cochran squeaked out a win in Mississippi last night, in part by getting Democrats, especially African Americans, to turn out and vote for him. Here's a flyer that was distributed in heavily black precincts, obtained by investigative reporter Charles C. Johnson, suggesting how Thad Cochran accomplished this. Now remember, this is a flyer designed for black voters. At the top, in big bold letters, the Tea Party intends to prevent blacks from voting on Tuesday. Now, it would be comical if it weren't so damaging. It says here, according to the Clarion Ledger, Chris McDaniel and the Tea Party plan to prevent Democrats voting in the Senate runoff on Tuesday between Thad Cochran and Tea Party candidate Chris McDaniel. We know the Tea Party uses Democrats as code for African Americans. This is astounding. That is genuinely evil. Now, I can't even put it into words. I haven't read all of this flyer. I read a couple of bits that made me cringe and just made me want to vomit. But I didn't read that part of it. That now using the word Democrats is a code for African Americans. Is there any word in the English language that is not a code word for African Americans or black people? Apparently, anything a white person says, anything, is code word for African Americans. Is some kind of racist code word. Amazing. Absolutely astounding. Don't be... I'm continuing now. This is the flyer. Don't be intimidated by the Tea Party. Let's all turn out for all Mississippians and vote for Thad Cochran. Thad Cochran works for all of Mississippi. Mississippi cannot and will not return... Wow, get this. To the bygone era of intimidating black Mississippians from voting. We must rise up on Tuesday to have our voices heard on who will represent Mississippi in the U.S. Senate. Vote Thad Cochran. So they've got a list of different things that Thad Cochran and Chris McDaniel support. Thad Cochran supported the MLK Memorial. Thad Cochran supports public schools. He supports Jackson Medical Mall. He supports all Mississippians. And he supports the Farm Bill. Chris McDaniel, the Tea Party guy. He's an evil guy, you know. You know, I'm surprised. I'm surprised that they didn't say that Chris McDaniel wants to burn crosses. And Chris McDaniel is a member of the KKK. And Chris McDaniel wants to bring back slavery. Why not? They said everything else. Chris McDaniel, member of the Tea Party, voted against the Mississippi Civil Rights Museum. Chris McDaniel opposes federal funding of public schools. Which I don't really believe, literally, that he opposes all federal funding of public schools. Chris McDaniel made racist comments on his radio show. All right, I don't believe that either. I don't. And boy, can you imagine if I ever ran for public office, how many things that I've said on my show could be taken out of context and used against me. I mean, like, you know, everything I've ever said could be taken out of context and used against me. You know, I'm going to try and look that up. Hang on a second. And I'm checking here. It's really not coming up. And so I'm not going to spend a lot of time trying to dig it up. But I don't think that's been happening at all. Now, somewhere here, and unfortunately, I don't have a single pile anymore because sometimes I make notes at work and I've got two or three different piles of links. But somewhere I had an interview with Chris McDaniel, and I'm going to have to dig that up because now's the time to play that. And I'm not going to play the whole thing because there's simply not enough time, but... let me find what I have here, and I want to play some of it for you, because he really did explain himself well. But first, I want to play the robocall, because this is another thing that the Democrats and the rhinos in the Republican Party teamed up with. And this is a robocall that was targeted toward blacks in Mississippi.
Hello, neighbors. The time has come to make a stand and say no to the Tea Party. No to their obstruction. No to their disrespectful treatment of the first African runoff against Senator Thad Cochran. If we do nothing, Tea Party candidate Chris McDaniel wins and causes even more problems for President Obama and pushes for damaging cuts in funding to our public education system. With your help, we can stop this. Please commit to voting against Tea Party candidate Chris McDaniels next Tuesday. Say no to the Tea Party.
Okay, and one of the big problems here is that those people, this is one of the big problems in Mississippi, one of the big problems with this runoff election, is that those people who voted in the primary election for a Democrat could not legally vote for the Republican. This is how I understand it. And I might, if you're in Mississippi and I'm screwing it all up, feel free to correct me. But as I understand it, if you voted Democrat in the primary, you cannot come back and vote Republican in the runoff. And so that's one of the things they're checking. Because if they can find enough people who voted illegally in the runoff, then this election might actually be thrown out. And I think, boy, I tell you, if that happens, Thad Cochran is going to be so ticked off. And the Democrats in Mississippi are going to be so angry. And I can tell you something else. The African-American voters are going to claim that their votes are being thrown out for racist reasons. Guaranteed, they're going to bring up the race card. I mean, what else? What else are they going to bring up? Now, something I forgot to say about the flyer. This flyer claims that the Tea Party intends to prevent blacks from voting on Tuesday. Nothing could be further from the truth. Okay, the Tea Party is not against anyone voting. The Tea Party is all about election integrity. But what I was going to say that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Mark Levin dare not say is that the worst part is not that this flyer claims that the Tea Party intends to prevent blacks from voting on Tuesday. The worst part is that there are black voters, there are black people in Mississippi who believe this. That's the worst part. That's how ignorant these people are. And I don't think that these black people are the only ones to blame for their ignorance. This is what Democrats want. The Democrat Party wants people to be ignorant. They want voters to be ignorant. And they've been so successful in Mississippi and other states that have a large number of black voters that the black voters, the black people who get a flyer like this, believe it when the flyer says that the Tea Party is trying to prevent you from voting. And that's really sad, because these people who got this flyer, a lot of them rushed out to vote to protect their ability to vote, to keep the Tea Party from preventing them from voting. It's just astounding. Anyway, so Chris McDaniel was on Sean Hannity and explained all this stuff that was going on. And I've got some audio here. I'm going to play that at the beginning of side two. Here's a little bit of an African-American man, a YouTube schmo, talking about this election, and I have no idea what he's about to say.
To the point, McDaniel and Cochran down there in Mississippi, and everybody you said, I said, man, look, the Republican Party and the Democrats, the Republican establishment, the inside the beltway Republicans, whatever you want to call them, them and the Democrats, they're working together. They've been working together for years. I remember when I didn't want to believe it, and this was many moons ago. I told people that, and then people look, oh, come on, Nick, man, you tripping, bruh.
Okay, now I'm interested in what he's going to say, so we'll play more of this and Sean Hannity talking with Chris McDaniel at the beginning of side two.
The Jimmy Z Show. Oh, come on, Nick, man, you're tripping, bro.